From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta region are described as hunkering in basements and bomb shelters trying to survive in tense bombardment of their besieged rebel-held enclave. More than 300 have been killed in 4 days, with hundreds wounded. The International Committee of the Red Cross called for humanitarian access. Yolanda Jacomet is an ICRC spokeswoman.
We are calling for restraint, sparing civilians, and we are calling for immediate humanitarian access. You have currently people dying simply because they have no access to healthcare, injured people dying, and this is urgent for humanitarian organizations such as ourselves to be able to save their lives.
The UN Security Council is expected to debate a draft resolution calling for a 30-day ceasefire. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he's appalled by the carnage.
And so my appeal to all those involved is for an immediate suspension of all war activities in eastern Ghouta, allowing for humanitarian aid to reach all those in need.
Mr. Guterres said the 400,000 residents trapped in eastern Ghouta live in hell on earth. Dozens of schoolgirls abducted by the insurgent group Boko Haram from a school in Nigeria's northeast Yobe state have been rescued by the army. Several are still missing. Bucky Honabara's leader, the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, formed in the wake of a similar mass abduction in Chibok in Borno state 4 years ago.
This is a condemnable act, and this is an act that shows that indeed we may be winning the war, but there's still a lot that still needs to be done to ensure that every girl child, every child in the northeast, another part of Nigeria, are protected enough against incidences like this.
The 2014 abduction drew global attention on Boko Haram. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, the opposition coalition said it will boycott the April 22nd presidential vote, calling it fraudulent and illegitimate, citing unfair conditions. Those conditions are said to include the timing of the election and the ban on some opposition candidates from running. Jennifer McCoy, a Venezuela analyst at Georgia State University, said boycotts generally proved to be unsuccessful.
However, in this case, the conditions are definitely unfair and the time frame is short. But in addition, they have the backing of a large part of the international community, which has not been in the case in the past for the Venezuelan opposition when they have gone to boycott previously.
Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro has called for snap elections for the opposition-controlled National Assembly 2 years ahead of schedule. In Peru, at least 44 were killed Wednesday when their double-decker bus veered off the Pan-American Highway and plunged 80 meters into a ravine in southern Peru. It was the second major bus accident in Peru this year. South Africa's new leaders have unveiled a budget that calls for a hike in the value-added tax to 15 from 14%, the first one since 1993 before the end of apartheid, in a bid to cut the deficit. Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba addressed Parliament Wednesday.
And it is low compared to some of our peers, such as Argentina, Morocco, Turkey, and Kenya. We therefore decided that increasing VAT was unavoidable if we are to maintain the integrity of our public finances.
The government hopes the change to go into effect in April will generate billions in additional revenue as it tries to stimulate growth and create jobs. In Somalia, a U.S. drone killed three al-Shabaab militants Monday. The strike occurred near the town of Jilib, about 370 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. America's best-known Protestant evangelist Billy Graham has died. He was 99. A counselor to presidents, Graham preached to hundreds of millions in a career that spanned seven decades. Grant Wacker, professor emeritus at Duke Divinity School, has authored a book about Graham and talked about his cultural legacy.
They are twofold. One is his desire to make the gospel as inclusive as possible. Do not alienate people needlessly. Now, there are principles there. There's some things that can't be compromised. But as far as possible, reach out rather than draw lines. The second legacy is that he preached a message which, when you really think about it, was a message of a second chance.
Wacker said Graham would view his greatest legacy as the Christian conversion of 3 million people. At the Winter Olympics, American freestyle skier David Wise defended his gold medal Thursday, giving the U.S. its third gold in the halfpipe. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.